Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello, and welcome to Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And me, Daddy Beard.
Yes, bitch. This is our sloppy seconds. It's an extra special second weekly release just for you.
Can
baby.
I say, I listen to John's sloppy seconds weekly yeah. release for when. Also, can I just stop and pause, collaborate and listen?
Yeah.
John from S Club covered me on my own show.
Yeah.
If you told me when I was like 11 that Lily May was fucking creaming at Annika's. I heard on the podcast, it was amazing.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
It was a really nice show. Love him.
Yeah, he seems really nice as well.
Really nice guy.
Dead down to earth.
Down to earth. Been texting me and Lily May, got us both on WhatsApp now, Annie. Yeah. What a love.
Wow. Well, don't have me on WhatsApp.
Invite me down to Cornwall, Annie.
Oh, can I come?
No.
All right.
Just me.
So if you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo, you can do it by getting in touch by emailing us.
Letters at gossipgazepod.com.
DM us.
At gossipgazepod.
You can get in touch via WhatsApp. Yeah.
Texts, voice notes, go well.
We've not had a voice note in a while.
Just remain anonymous, though, if you want to remain anonymous.
Yeah,
Actually, we haven't had a fucking voice note in a while.
Yeah, so get on the blower.
And get on fucking the blower and blow us up, bitch.
Exactly. Head over to this episode's description where you can get the phone number to voice note us. How are you doing on this Monday morning?
Monday morning blues are in me.
I don't get Monday morning blues.
Why not?
Because I work the weekend, so Monday's like my weekend. I'm like, party.
Party. Yeah. It's Monday.
Do you get Friday
Monday
morning
Monday then.
I don't.
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's Monday where.
I don't get any blues of the days of the week because I don't work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. I don't live for the weekend. The weekend lives for me, darling.
So I was in a meeting last Monday and somebody said, they asked me, what is my party trick?
What is your party trick?
Well, it was one of these telemeetings, so I was like, babes, when you meet, you don't need a party trick.
I
you
am the party.
The party.
Oh, God.
I felt like such a dick, but I was like, what am I meant to say? What is my party trick?
So my friend Stephen can tie a cherry stalk with his tongue into a knot.
No.
He's done it multiple times, and that is like a party trick he can do. Yeah, and my auntie Nicola can... What can she do? She can pick a bottle off the floor with her teeth or something like footnails. But yeah, she does that every Christmas.
What, her teeth in her mouth or her teeth in her...
A teeth in her mouth, like she bends down or picks the bottle up and downs it. It's like a bottle of Wicked or something. She's from Leeds. And like she'll bend down,
go
pick
on,
it up with her mouth, and then she'll just down it like that. So that's her part.
Bend
trick.
Over backwards and down the Wicked.
Exactly,
she's
yeah.
going to chip a tooth one day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then I was like, but you know what? I don't really have a party trick. And then was like, but my boyfriend can juggle knives.
She was like, you can actually.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can though.
Yeah.
Party tricks are fucking weird though. I've never been at a party and being like, I wish someone would do a trick right now.
Yeah.
Well, what is your party trick?
I don't have a fucking party trick.
Do you have one?
No.
I feel like we need to learn a party trick.
I know the full Work Bitch Dance by Britney Spears and I can bring that out at any party.
Yeah, you can actually.
I can. And once I did Beyonce without human hair wig and that fan at yours.
Yeah, that was cool.
And you went, actually, that was really good. And I went, yeah, I know, I've been practicing.
Well, I don't have a party trick. This is the thing. What can mine be? I can spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's quite a good one, I think.
You do, we actually do a little number.
Me and you have been known to do a number.
We do a number. And it's from Chicago. And it's what
where'd you come from? Mrs. Gilly's the puppet.
I'm the puppet. And
wait, of all the numbers in Chicago, that's the number that you do?
Yeah, because it's
but
two
as
people.
A duo.
Yeah,
as a duo. Me and him can't dance like a fucking flapper. We can't. But we can both sit on a chair and Billy can be a puppet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Chicago. We love Chicago.
I want to go see it on stage. I've not seen it in ages.
It's not the best.
Is it not?
It's one of the very few musicals that I prefer the film.
Oh, right. Wow.
But if I got offered a role, I'd take it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which one?
I'd want to be mates for Mama Morton.
Yeah, that Mama one. Yeah. When you're good to Mama.
When you're good to Mama.
Jinx Monsoon did that.
Mama's girl. See you.
And she's been practicing.
I used to sing it years ago in my show. Anyway, this isn't about me. This is about you, the listener.
The listeners.
So, like, what do you want to know? Talk to us. Oh, you want to know more about Australia? Well, Billy's going to tell us.
Can I just say the Australian sea is the roughest sea I've ever been on?
Yeah, it's proper chavvy, isn't it?
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's fucking rough. Like, I'm used to the Mediterranean sea when I go out there. So,
or have you ever been, what's the Turkish sea? What's that?
The Red Sea.
Is it red?
I think it's the Red Sea,
it was blue when I went.
It's just called the Red Sea.
Right, well, I've seen turtles and everything in there.
Turtles? I saw dolphins.
No, isn't wild, it magical?
Wild dolphins off the back of the boat. I saw people, like it was
love
quiet.
They love the wave, whatever
it's called.
All the foam off the back
foam,
of the boat.
Yeah, the fucking...
Because when we've been in the bed...
Right,
and we've like hired a boat, and we're driving it. When we've driven fast,
because
Kai drove it and floored the fucker.
Right,
we got
dolphin
on the back, but on his own, just a single. And the guy was like, "If there's one on their own, it's usually a male,
right?
Roaming,
cruising, dolphins cruise.
Jay McDonald, the dolphin, cruising on their own. But if there's a couple, it can be like a pod of a family."
This was a pod. I saw a pod.
I would love to see a wild orca.
I'd cry if I saw an orca.
Stop. You know, I'm always on Instagram. Save the dolphins.
Yeah.
Empty the tanks.
Save the whales.
I love all of that. Very much. You know, if I got really out of touch in Deborah Meaden, you know, walking on the fucking. Have you seen the new Dragon's Den?
Love it.
She says on the new Dragon's Den, every morning I go out in my bare feet and I touch the earth.
We don't
touch the earth enough.
It's true, though,
she's
don't.
She's a tree hugger, Deborah Meaden. She's apparently this big environmentalist, but every time I go on Instagram, she's in another fucking country.
Yeah, I know, private jet.
How's she fucking getting there?
Private jet.
Fucking canoe. Do you know what I mean? Bodyboard. Yeah. But, no, I'm into that. I don't know what this is, a tangent upon tangent.
You want to see orcas, basically.
I'd love to see wild orcas.
I've booked to go to South Africa with Morgan and we're going to go whale watching. We're going for his sister's wedding. She's South African, he's
so
South African.
Magical.
So I can't wait. I'm off to go watch the whales.
Was it expensive to go?
South Africa, the flights were, but actually when you're there, the food's cheap and to eat out's cheap, to drink it's cheap.
How much were flights?
$2,500 for two of us.
Not bad.
It's not bad for 2 weeks.
I was looking on British Airways on the January sale the other week, and they had flights to Texas because Silky's invited us, me and Kai, to Texas.
Nutmeg Ganache.
Me and Silky are like peas in a pod.
Is this after DragCon?
Yeah.
I've not spoke to you about DragCon proper, but have you spoke about it on here?
A little bit.
Right.
But it was really fun. I love meeting everyone.
you have to say that.
Of course I do. But no, I actually do. And actually, I am one of the very few people that I do DragCon my own way. I do always have a big queue, and that's not a brag, but that's because I spend time with people. I feel no one deserves a queue of people to meet them.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
So it's weird for me as well. So the least you can do is talk to them and give them a bit of frigging time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I always make sure I've got loads of staff on the booth and make it fun for them. And next year, I'm going to do a bigger merch range. I wasn't even going to do merch this year. I was just going to do meet and greets.
Yeah.
But then I kind of chickened out last minute and thought people want merch.
Yeah, people do want the merch.
They do want the merch.
They kind of want the meet and greet and merch together, I think. Yeah, that's what they want. But when I did it the year before with you, I found personally, because it's long hours and long days, I don't know how you felt by the end of the weekend, my crazy social battery was like zero. I didn't want to speak to no one.
No.
I got in bed, went to sleep.
It is a lot. But anyway, Silky's invited us to a new house in Texas. So I was thinking, do you know what? I never take people up on this. I should go.
For sure, yeah.
And I looked and there was like cheap flights anyway.
Yeah, good.
What else did you do in Australia? So let me look. We know you skydived.
Skydived.
You've seen dolphins.
I didn't see no koalas. That was the only thing I didn't do.
I'll be honest with you. They're a bit boring.
They're boring. See, I did feed kangaroos.
They're cute. Kangaroos, yeah. Vile.
They're massive.
Knock you out, man.
They are like a bouncer at a club. They're fucking
muscle heads.
muscle daddies.
Gym heads, yeah.
Muscle daddies.
They've all got a pure gym membership. They're fucking rotten.
Sam's training them. They're fucking massive. Honestly,
they
are.
And they've got big old balls, the men's.
Have you seen the pouches? The pouches are weird.
What are they called? Marsupials?
Fuck knows.
Yes. I think they are.
Thanks, Sam. Weird. Marsupials are fucking... Do you know what we're talking about today? Marsupials are just fucking weird as a species.
What pouches?
They give birth to a jelly bean and stick it in a pouch and cook the jelly bean up into an animal.
Can I say, weird. I'm loving this episode of Gossip Gaze Does Nature. Like, we are giving David Attenborough a run for his money.
We should actually do a Gossip Gaze Nature episode.
When David Attenborough pops
where
it,
we watch, it's us. Do you know what? We could do a YouTube show where we do like Gogglebox, where we watch it and narrate it.
Animals.
Animal, all sorts. Animals.
God, yeah, we
Nights
could.
Out fight videos on TikTok.
Yeah, we should.
Fight video me. I'm not an aggressive person, but I like always want the underdog to win. Like, you know, when kids are getting bullied and then they fucking get the Hulk and they go, rah.
Oh, I love that.
I'm like, go on, son.
You had that once.
What? Yeah.
Get yourself on TikTok. You said you were rubbish at TikTok.
I'm shit at TikTok. I'm going to order one of them little Rode mics.
Rode.
It's got a H in, which is weird.
Have they?
Rode.
Yeah, you should get a mic.
I'm going to get a little mic. I'm going to start doing some TikTok, but I just think, is it cringe? To just all of a sudden start. You won Drag Race 2 years ago, you fucking old bastard.
Thing is, though, I was watching TikToks where it's like, it's only cringe until you make it. Like, people be like, oh, it's cringe until you actually, like, do something from it. Do you know what I mean? Like, the average Joe, say, on the street, who starts doing TikTok and all the family are like, ah, you're never going to do it. It's cringe until they make it and they're making thousands a month and they're like, oh, maybe it's not cringe anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't have to, like, do it with a motive, though. You can just have fun.
Yeah, you don't have to have motive behind it.
I clocked you. I actually,
you actually
know
went viral.
I didn't go
Sam's
viral.
Sam's TikTok.
I am enjoying just making silly little videos. I made another one the other day talking about why Fight Club is a gay classic, because it is a gay classic.
You also did one where it was like, I don't know, one did go viral. And I was like, oh, it's gone like quite semi-viral here.
About why Saltburn would make a good Muppet movie.
That was it, yeah.
Because it would. It would. Fab.
So do you know there's another Sam Morris? Have we spoke about this?
I do know there's another Sam Morris.
Which, the fit Sam Morris? The one who gets his cock out?
Yes.
I'm so upset that I'm not the fit Sam Morris. That's
sorry,
upsetting.
Sam Morris, but you don't get your cock out on Twitter.
This has been he's like my rival.
Your arch nemesis.
Yeah, because you know when you're in school and you used to just Google your name and everyone would be like, oh, so random. Yeah, I've always had Sam Morris, the porn star, come up.
So he's haunted you since high school, this?
Yes. Being problematic, because when I started going for jobs, they would Google my name, it comes up some fucking porn star, and we're similar ages, I think.
Wow. Yeah, but you don't look like him.
No, I know. And then I remember there's a big issue
where... you've gone viral. Got 98 comments here, Sam Morris.
I told you.
Don't want to see Barry Guzzle Kermit come out of a bathtub. Thank you, Sam Morris of TikTok.
Yeah, talking about Muppets and Saltburn.
And also, you've been TikToking, bitch. When you were away, every time I open my phone, I'm a DJ on a cruise ship. I'm a DJ on a cruise ship.
I don't like to mention it, but I'm a DJ on a cruise ship.
I
don't
want to mention it another one or two times, but you were a DJ on a cruise ship.
Do you know why? Because I watched videos where it was like, you have to like get it in there quick.
I agree. No, it is, you are right.
A 3 second rule on TikTok.
Yeah, because I swipe it and it's like, oh, actually.
My TikTok lessons here.
So there we go. So you got to say what your intent is. Like, I'm going to make a TikTok today, actually, of us in the studio. I filmed myself with spilling the coffee in the car. And I'm going to be like, I'm a podcaster. Come with me podcasting.
Oh, my God, you're not.
Quick one.
So I just put things like this up of me drunk in the bathroom.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Loving myself.
I've had I love a free wine. Go on, what are you
saying? Quick one, so conspiracy theory. So in 2019 and 2021, TikTok got done because people realised that it was censoring queer content, stuff that was gay and queer, stuff like that. And I think it still does because...
Right.
So, for example, when I did the video, mini video essay about why Fight Club's a gay classic, after about 3 hours, it had 2 views.
Well, that's shit.
But normally, like, you post it on TikTok within a minute,
you get 10 or something, at least.
Well, 100 normally in a minute.
Oh, wow.
What can I say?
I don't get that many, but yeah, go on.
So I was like, well, that's weird because there's 2 views and they're both my friends, right?
Oh, okay.
So I downloaded my own video, deleted it, reposted it the same day without the gay hashtags, immediately had like 100 and a few minutes.
Oh, so it's still censoring gay content?
100%.
Don't hashtag gay on our videos then.
Yeah. And I've realised, even then...
it's a bit of an issue.
But even then, like, it didn't do as well. And it got capped, like, way lower than all my other videos. Probably because I say gay so many times.
Hi, gay.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Hi, gay. And that's it. So... TikTok's still 100% censoring gay content.
Well, I hope
100%.
So that's what our podcast is based upon.
I know, well.
Fucking bastard. The Gossip Gays. I've got a new brand new mix out, everybody.
Wow! DJ.
Oh, I got a round of applause in the studio, thank you. I don't know if it's any good yet, because I've not made it, but it's out now, because we're recording this a few days
in
advance.
I'm going
home to make it. It's called Hot Girl Summer. I was inspired by the Australian Sun.
I did say to you somewhere. When you said it's called Hot Girl Summer, I was like, Billy Summer's not for another 4 months.
And I said, well, it's summer somewhere in the world.
But also, no, I'm international. It's summer vibe. People are missing the summer.
Exactly.
This is for people who are missing the sun.
You need to be more in the mic, I think.
This is for people who are missing the sun.
Exactly that, thank you. Yeah, so there we go.
Was
check
that
it out.
Like, if you listen to this on headphones, is that like giving people tingles?
No, I think
ASMR.
That's better.
Yeah. ASMR.
Well, there we go. We'll leave it there. Go check out my mix while we go into a break. And then come back to us.
Oh, that would be cool. Be like full on radio show.
Exactly. So don't listen to the adverts. Listen to my
Listen to the adverts. God, we need the money.
Sorry, okay.
Just been fucking taxing.
But before we do that, oh God, I've tax can go suck my.
The Gossip Gays. Are you cuckoo for confessions?
Are you gadding for the gossip?
Or are you turned on by tittle tattle?
Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies. By and telling them to listen to us.
The Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the podcast.
Share this episode on WhatsApp now.
We'll give you a few moments.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gays Sloppy Second.
Woohoo!
Yay!
We've got some listeners' messages here.
What are they saying today?
This is from Anonarella.
Oh, Ooh, I love that they've come up with that name.
A nonorella, in brackets a non, dash, he, him. It's like Morse code, this. Age 19.
Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop.
Age 19. So I've been seeing this guy from Grindr for 2 years now, on and off. Nothing, nothing deeply serious, but I feel there is definitely something. However, there's quite a big age gap, 14 years between us. I don't think that's too bad. Oh, if they're 19, maybe it is. I feel like there's something, but I don't know if he sees something. But my Delulu is saying he does.
Aww.
Otherwise, he would have binned me off ages ago. I want to keep seeing him, but I keep getting way too attached.
I can see a life together.
This person can see a life together. How do I maybe tell him that I kind of want that? Or how do I not get too attached? Still seeing him without hurting myself or maybe even him. Also, we both love Grindr, and I do get jealous when he's on it. I hate that when you're looking.
I remember when I was seeing Kai, we went into this like weird jealousy phase.
Yeah, and like,
and I put my Grindr. I don't know how I did it. Remember, I put
offline.
My Grindr into what you can do
incognito.
But yeah. He knew, so then he put his in, and I was like, "What's going on with this Grindr?" And then he was like, and then afterwards he was like, "Were you an incognito?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Yeah, it was a mistake."
It
was like, "What is this Queen's Gambit?"
Yeah, it was honestly like Romeo and Juliet from Modern Day.
It was.
I nearly took a sip of the poison chalice.
So this person says, "We still have Grindr. I do get jealous when he's on it. I do stay off it for the most of the time, and I think he's clicking onto that. I actually do have feelings for him." So
this, you're right, yeah, a nonorella has got feelings. I remember being 19. I used to do this with older men. That was my thing, and I used to get attached and think, put all my eggs in these baskets of these men.
Yep.
Who, I'm gonna be real, he's probably got about three of you, and I'm sorry,
yeah,
I don't want to be the one to break your fart, but you can't get attached. You're on Grindr. You're learning, you're loving.
You're young.
I've been to be told that. When I was 19, if someone was like, "You're young," I'd be like, "I'm not young. Yeah. I ride a moped."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
I would not have wanted to hear this, but you're young. And what you're actually doing is you're stopping yourself having a good time elsewhere.
For sure.
For something you're not getting back.
I think the reality as well, like in later on this letter, we've also said, he doesn't really have time to see me on weekdays, only on weekends when he's out on Canal Street. So he being realistically, if it's been 2 years and he only sees you for sex or when
going
he's
out for drinks
on
Canal Street,
he doesn't want anything. Yeah. He keeps coming back because it's a shack.
He's probably with his mates like, "Look at this little fit twink."
No, hang on. They've been 2 years. You were 17 when this started. That's not okay.
Why?
He was 17 when he started. This guy would have been 30, 31 when it started. 17 and 30 is not
The age gap. That age gap isn't. I wouldn't go younger than 25 and I'm 30.
I wouldn't personally, but when I was that age, I did go older.
Yeah, okay,
so
no,
did I.
So that's why I don't think it's bad, but I don't like twinks and tings ain't my ting.
Tingies though. You love a ting.
I love a ting.
Okay, but we're talking barely legal. That's the thing.
Someone's discussing their own history.
To me, that is just a red flag.
I don't want to start making someone have things in their heads. If it was consensual and he was over the age of 16, I don't necessarily agree, but...
The law states.
Listen, I'm not like non-enabling here. I'm just saying it wasn't illegal.
Yeah.
And if it was consensual, which he's saying it was, then we can't start putting things in people's heads. But
I agree, son.
I also agree when you say it like that.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm just saying as well, because I think
I wouldn't want to be the older guy in that situation. I think it's risky AF.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if you listen to this and you're
too good
in
to
the
miss,
30s and you see someone who's 17.
I have been in this situation multiple times when I was younger, getting attached to somebody on Grindr, and it has been 2 years. Look, there's plenty of other fish.
2 years is 24 months.
Yes.
It's a long time.
It's 525,600 minutes.
Well, it's actually twice as much as that. Yeah.
So that's a long time.
Do you think this person should just bite the bullet and say, "Look, it's been 2 years. I'm actually attached. Yeah. Do you want to make this work or not?"
And he'll say no. Mm.
And then
your heart will break. And then what you'll do to get over that is get under someone.
So I think maybe bite the bullet then.
Bite the bull.
We could be wrong here.
We could be. But we're not.
But we could be.
But we're not.
So maybe just bite the bullet. Like, you've written into us, you want to get this person, like, more on another level in terms of relationship-wise.
I really miss this, telling people how to live the life advice bit.
Do you?
I love telling people how to live the life.
So what are you saying this person should do?
I'm saying you are wasting your time. It's been 2 years. I think you know you're wasting your time. You don't want to believe it. There's quite a big age gap. There's all these red flags that I think you know are red flags. I'm getting way 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 1, 2.
1, 2, 3, 4. Let me scream if you want some more. Like, work it, push it. Watch me work it. I'm perfect.
There's like about 5
whys.
Yeah.
On way.
They're
getting way too attached. Way.
Way.
Too attached. That is too attached. That is way too attached. Yeah.
They are.
And you're saying you're stopping going on Grindr and he's only making time for you at the weekends. You could be getting 5 days full of dick and you're not. You're 19. If I could go back and be 19 again, well, I wouldn't because I was 19. I was 19 stone and looked angry. And I got no dick. But I could go back if I could want to. I don't know what I'm saying. You're wasting your time.
My advice to this person is ask this person outright. Do you want this or not? Do you want it or not?
Do you want this 5-star pussy?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want this 5-star pussy?
Do you want me to spell coconut or not?
Yeah, write exactly. Coconut on his penis.
Name a fruit, I'll do it.
Oh, God, I'll name a fruit. Sam Morris.
Right, Sam Morris. No, don't do that.
Okay, so that was from...
A Nonorella.
We've had Nonny before.
Yeah.
I'm loving all these pseudonyms for Anonymous.
Right, so
we could have
Non-bread.
Non-bread.
If the older gent from that last letter wants to write in, they can be a nonce.
Sam, I love it. You're becoming a little drag queen. Okay, so we've got one now from Nick. And he's he, him.
Yep.
And he's put gossip gaze. Oh, and welcome back to Billy.
Thank you.
As Billy just got back from his cruising, mm-hmm. I wanted to know if you'd all been keeping updated on the drama from the 9-month cruise.
Absolutely.
In brackets, Ultimate World Cruise. That is currently going on, and whether you'd go on a trip like that, my TikTok is full of it.
Wowee, yeah.
Love you guys lots.
So have you been watching it?
What I find really interesting is there was so much of it when it first started, then it died off.
Now it's picked up again.
Now there's a resurgence. I think the resurgence is because of the book talker who was like, put me in, Big Brother.
Do you want to explain to the listener who doesn't know?
So, okay, for anyone that doesn't know, there's been a 9-month world cruise that people can book onto.
Royal and Caribbean.
It's cost a fucking fortune. It's like
$76,000.
But there's higher ones, like the Royal Suites, almost up to 100
for sure.
Grand for
9 months. Once in a lifetime thing.
Per person. So even if you share a room, you have to both pay that.
$200,000.
A lot of money.
Moonet.
But it didn't sell out fully, so they cut the prices.
And originally you weren't allowed to book on for a month or two. It was 9 months or nothing.
Yeah.
But they didn't sell out, so what have they done? They've cut the prices and they've allowed people to book on for a month or two.
So you can go a month or two and get off again.
But now... other people have kicked off, well, they've paid less. So now they've created this band called, can anyone remember the name?
I know the Pinnacle Members.
That's it.
The Pinnacle
Member Band.
No, the Pinnacle Members already existed. So Pinnacle Members are for regular cruisers. Every day that you cruise...
Me and you were Pinnacle Members of Lover's Lane.
Yeah, we were.
So here's the thing. The Pinnacle Members of Royal Caribbean, they are people that you get this on all cruise lines. So for every day that you cruise, you get a point. You have to accumulate so many points to become a Pinnacle Member, and then you get all the special treatment.
Well, I saw a girl on TikTok. I was already a Pinnacle Member because my daddy...
Exactly.
Oh, here we go, rich bitch.
The thing about this...
the fucking brat off to sea.
But it means that most of the Pinnacle Members are old people who've been cruising for their whole retirement. But well, also...
I've seen other people saying this is like a retirement home on water.
Yes. A lot of older people go cruising, not on the ones that I'd run, the Virgin cruises. Like, they're only like...
They're young.
The Miami ones. It's 3 or 4 days. It's party boat.
Yeah.
But like the longer ones where it's like a month, older people do want it. Because like who else can take a month off work unless you're mega rich and you own a business? Or like you just can't do it.
I think to put into perspective of how diehard cruisers the Pinnacle members are, if you booked on to every single day of the 9-month cruise, you would not have enough points to become a Pinnacle member.
Whoa.
That's why it's such, they're so in their own world. It's a cult.
But then I've seen these, anyway, so there's now drama on the ship between Pinnacle members and the poor people.
A divide, yeah. Povos. Povos and the rich.
Basically. But then the Pinnacle members are now on TikTok like, this is what I get for being a Pinnacle member. And it's like shitty nuggets. It's like nothing majorly extra, but it's access to a lounge here or...
Then there's a whole drama. So the guy I was on about, the book talker who got put on, turns out, even though his ticket was like 18 grand and that was to do 18 days or something like that, and that did not include bottled water, right? And they said, well, bottled water is only for Pinnacle members.
And I've seen things like laundry is only for Pinnacle members.
There's areas of the ship that are Pinnacle only. And the book talker went in there to do an interview.
Yeah.
And there was a Pinnacle member who saw the live stream who wasn't on the boat and paid money to call the ship internationally just to dob this guy in for being in an area that he shouldn't have been in to drag him out.
That's pathetic.
The Pinnacle members are insane. It's a cult. It's a cult.
Wow.
To be fair,
I'd like to be in it.
On the Virgin Cruises, there's like a rock star level, which I wouldn't say is Pinnacle level, but they have areas that they're only allowed to go in.
It's the same scheme. They've just rebranded it.
Yeah.
But anyway, the drama is... there's so much we can't cover it, is what we're trying to say, basically. If you're not following it, go on to TikTok. If you're not on TikTok, get with it and type in 9-month cruise, because it's only like 2 weeks in and the drama's massive. A group of girls have already started their own like YouTube budget reality show on it. I've been following this girl and she's like, I'm living on a 9-month cruise. Can you imagine? It's basically like lockdown on sea.
Yeah.
It sounds awful. I'd hate to do it.
9 months. The room is smaller than this studio, which if you don't know, this is basically, we're in Joseph Fritzl's basement. it looks hell. Like a cruise sounds fab, a month and you can get off and go places.
Nine months is too long. 9 months in a small room for
100 grand.
I think it's been about 2 months of the cruise so far. I think it's
Though, if you're old, you've lived your life, you saved up all this money and you thought, do you know what, I've actually not seen the world, and you've, fuck it, actually I can see it in 9 months every...
And you're seeing all the wonders of the world.
Exactly.
On paper, the marketing plan is great.
For sure. So I guess for the older generation, rich older people who've not seen the world, actually, what else are you doing? Pregnant?
Yeah. Somebody's pregnant.
Imagine you could get conceived on it and give birth by the end of it.
I know.
9 months.
But have you not seen...
Bong on cruise baby.
Bish, bash, bosh, night one.
Yeah.
Have you not seen that it's...
fucking night last. Yeah.
Have you not seen that it's already not gone to plan, though, the cruise?
Yeah, because of the weather.
Yeah, so they've already not... They already can't go to every continent because they couldn't actually go to Antarctica. They just passed through.
Yeah,
they've
had to
cut loads of stops.
Yeah.
So it's not a world.
You get some money back, though. You
do
get money back.
There's some mad rules as well. You cannot mention the Titanic.
Yes.
It's a rule.
Yeah.
Well, in all of cruising, apparently, you're not supposed to joke about the Titanic.
Oh, no, you can't.
Or reference it.
Oh, no, you
can't. Imagine going through the frigging Antarctic. Where there's fucking icebergs. I'd be quivering. I'd be down in the fucking lower levels getting bummed in a car.
Wait, do you think the premium members get on the life raft first?
Oh, Pinnacle members definitely.
Yeah.
How many points do you have?
Yeah,
absolutely not. But yes, anyway, answer to your question, we've been keeping up with the fucking...
There we go, then.
9-month cruise drama. The Gossip Gaze. Sorry, that was a very messy Monday.
Just another messy Monday. We'll see you Thursday for We'll see you Thursday for the main episode. Remember, you can get in touch with us.
Yeah, do it. You know how. Letters at gossipgazepod.com, gossipgazepod on Insta. You can even text, WhatsApp us. Go wild, Nonny. Go wild, Anonarella. Go wild, Nancy Poncy.
And remember, give us a 5-star glowing review.
Yeah.
And we might actually read them out. We don't do it every week.
We don't do it every week because, let's be honest, you aren't fucking leaving them.
So leave them, so we'll do it, right? And we'll see you Thursday for the main ep.
Love you loads.
Bye.
Bye. Say bye, Sam.
Goodbye.
Oh, God. Did you hear that gulp?
God, she's so a throat scared of me then. Is there a gulp, baby?
Oh, my God. Fabulous.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.